Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm very happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you. It's been the only good part of this day. That's not true. I saw Kat McGee for lunch.
Oh, she's here?
Yeah, very briefly. She's been here and I've been in Chicago and for like a year and a half, just haven't been able to, you know, see each other.
Oh, so it was really so nice. I went grocery shopping.
Good. Still haven't done that. Three and a half months running, baby.
Oh my God. Yesterday, until we went out, I didn't spend a single dollar.
Damn, I love that feeling.
I made breakfast, I ate, I brought lunch, and I made dinner.
Nice. It's a really satisfying game. I've gone for a couple of days before without spending any money. It's sad that that's, I guess, remarkable, but it feels remarkable.
That's the most exciting thing that's happened to me this week.
Well, that's it's only
not
Monday.
True. That's not true. I'm going to Cape Cod this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be fun.
That's going to be so nice. When are you leaving?
A Saturday.
Oh, yes.
It's like really short, but I'm doing this reading.
That's going to fill you right up.
It's going to fill me right up. I'm figuring out my travel plans right now. I might rent a car.
Fun.
Because I get a travel stipend.
Ooh.
And I'm going to meet Sam Waterston, which is cool.
That's so fun.
In the criminal justice system, eyebrow-based crimes are considered especially heinous.
Oh, God, I love him.
These are their eyebrows.
These are their eyebrows. He really has remarkably good ones.
Stunning eyebrows.
Especially offset by the more salt and peppery thing that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, he is the physical human manifestation of Sam Eagle, the Muppet.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's perfect.
Yeah, that there was also a boy on Birthright who also sort of looked like Sam Eagle. Mm.
There was a thing going around on Twitter today that I thought you would have a lot of fun with, where someone was like, basically, like, name a movie where you would turn the entire cast into Muppets except for one actor, and which actor would you keep? My favorite one that I saw today was someone said, the only answer to this is Clue and Jim Curry, which I just think is perfect.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Right? And I feel like you'd have some really good...
Oh, my God.
So you could turn everyone into a Muppet, but one
except
main character.
Except for one main character.
or non-main character, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you think on it.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, that's going to take me a while. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
There are some good options out there, though.
Oh, my God, that's so fun. Does it have to be a comedy?
No, I think it can be anything, definitely.
Because, like, what if it's The Sixth Sense except the boy?
Right. Yeah, perfect.
Or The Sixth Sense except... I've never seen The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
or like a league of their own, but only except for Tom Hanks.
Yes, exactly.
Like women are Muppets.
Exactly. You could make a real point with it.
Yeah.
Or you could just make it super goofy.
Oh my God.
The Truman Show, where everyone but Truman is a Muppet.
I've never seen The Truman Show.
I've only actually seen the first 3/4 of it, I think.
Oh my God.
I forget if I know how it ends or not.
What if it's like Parks and Rec and Ron?
Oh, I'd like to see Ron Muppet, though, if Leslie was the only sane human.
No, but she's not
sane. She is a Muppet. Right. Sane by comparison to the Muppets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is fun.
It is fun.
Like in the office.
You can give a variety, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like if Jim is the only...
Would it be Jim or would it be Dwight?
Dwight would be pretty funny.
Dealing with a bunch of Muppets.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I like this very much.
It's very
Romeo
fun.
And Juliet, except for the friar.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, plays are fun too. Ooh, I like this.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome to Splat,
the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about sex and the city.
I missed it. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
Normally I say it with you, that's all. And I just watched you say it.
Whatever, I got excited.
Yes, you should have. No, I got unexcited then.
I love Sex and the City.
So Sex and the City, everyone except for Miranda. Or everyone except for Pete, the dog.
Everyone except Mr. Big.
Yeah, that was my first thought also. I don't know if that would make him more or less insufferable.
Everyone except Stanford. Stanford.
Yes, yes.
Or
Brooke's favorite Stanford.
My favorite Stanford has not been around.
He hasn't for like a season at this point.
I know.
No, he's in the beginning of season four, right?
Everyone except Magda.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Is there anything else that we need to check in about?
We both had hard times, so we had a great time on Saturday.
Yeah, our friend is here. We were on a roof.
A gorgeous roof.
A beautiful roof. It was my 4-year New York anniversary.
It was. Congrats. My 2-year was just before it. And
our 2-year anniversary.
Thursday last year was our 2-year friend date anniversary, even though we've known each other for 7 years.
No, we haven't.
Like, known each other.
I met you your freshman year. I guess that's true.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
But we've only really been friends for 2 since our date at Mighty Quinn's.
Ugh, we have to go back.
And we saw Bo Burnham's 8th Grade, which I think is in limited release, but hopefully because it's doing really well, will be released in general theaters. But see it if you can.
See it if you can. It's a little hard to watch.
It is very hard to watch, especially if you've ever been a teenage girl.
So,
or like a prepubescent girl.
And... you know, really exciting coming up the pipeline, Mamma Mia 2.
What, Brooke? Are you excited?
Here we go again. I might be seeing it Thursday evening. I might be seeing it Friday afternoon.
Excellent.
Porque no los dos.
Oh, it's Thursday evening. You put it on the calendar a long time ago, right? To see with a mutual friend who you love very much.
We're seeing it on Friday, but I was like, do you want to come on Thursday with me and Celie? And it will depend on him.
Yep. I'm so glad to know you're going.
I'm seeing him Thursday. We actually might spend a lot of time together. We're going to see our friend Matt's Story Pirates play.
Oh, fun.
And then they might come take my yoga class. And then I'm going to teach another yoga class.
That would be truly remarkable.
I think they'll do it.
I think they will also. And I think they will like it a lot.
Yeah. I think it'll be really fun.
Which class will it be?
Probably the C1. Mm-hmm. Just because like. Sculpt sells out Thursdays at 5:30. So
wow, look at you, popular.
My classes are growing in size.
I love that.
So it's really fun. I'm very odd.
Odd
in class. Oh yeah, I'm super weird.
Oh, I've seen it. You're great.
Not sculpt.
It's developed. Oh sure.
C1. Yes, I'm like grounded. I'm gonna give you the cues. Sculpt. We're doing yoga. Sculpt. I'm
well. You have crafted yourself a playlist for someone I don't even know what. Incredible, manic. All of the above.
I just always come up with chicken analogies. They'll be like pulsing in a lateral lift. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, you're like chickens training. Or I'll be like, they'll be doing this. Ooh, yes. And I'll be like, it's like you're about to toss a big salad, but then you're not allowed to touch it.
Wow.
But that's the imagery that comes to my mind.
That's what yoga teaching is. It's just translating mind images.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But it's been really fun.
Into body images.
Body images. I create pictures.
That's right. With your limbs.
With bodies.
With your inner strength.
And also I saw Won't You Be My Neighbor. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. It's been on my list forever.
Forever.
Since it's been available to watch.
I highly recommend going to see it. It's ironic because it's all about being kind and compassionate.
Uh-huh. Which is happening in abundance around us at all times.
Which I feel like is something that we are both very good at doing to other people and not good at doing to ourselves.
Interesting.
Which I think is true for most people.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm a Carrie, you guys.
You are a Carrie.
Every day a little death. Carrie becomes me. Carrie becomes me.
Every day a little life. Every day a little death.
Oh,
yeah. I've been thinking about it a lot. I think you said the other day you wanted to reread A Little Life. Was that you? Was that someone else?
I'm certainly in no position to do that right now.
Well, no, God, same now. But I just mean I'm excited for at some point when I can.
Oh,
you know, like to revisit it.
Yeah.
Like, dear God, I could not do that
again. My friend Kelly is hiking the Pacific Crest Trail.
Oh, yeah.
And she hates, we like have fought a lot about A Little Life. She was like, I'm going to do the audiobook. And I was like, alone, hiking?
Oh, God.
In the wilderness? That sounds terrible.
Like a journey, certainly.
So we'll see how that goes.
Can't wait to hear.
Should we jump into this episode?
Yeah, Bridget? Let's talk a lot about some Sex in the City. A Liddy, you know?
Yeah, it's Sex in the Liddy.
Sexy. Nothing sexier than a Liddy.
I haven't had sex in the city in a really long time.
Meaning Manhattan? Or
any in New York.
Oh, yeah? Really?
The past 2 times, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've had sex.
Yeah, you have. But yeah, no, not in New York City.
Far away.
Damn.
far and even farther.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thousands and then more thousands of miles.
Thousands and then thousands. And then the time before that,
That's fun. Look at you, jet setter.
Oh, who me? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Having sex all over the world, baby.
Yeah.
Sex in many cities.
Sex in the world, bitch. No, and then I've had sex. I haven't had sex since I've lived in this apartment.
Oh, in the apartment, right. That'll be fun for a first time. You're like truly moved in, you know, thank God.
Yeah, only it took a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Them's the rules.
Because Zombie was too scared to come in to meet my brother.
That's right. Sweet, sweet Zombie.
I thought about him the other day.
You did because you were in that bar.
I wasn't.
You texted me.
Oh, I should have texted him and been like, babe, remember when we met?
Hey, live video, me in the bar where we met.
Thinking about, yeah. Best?
Oh boy.
No, after I fucking told him off, He's not coming back to me ever again. I would be shocked. Also, he sucks.
He sucks. Join the rank of boys.
I think all boys suck.
Yeah, inherently. Not to say women don't, but I'm going to say across the board, know a lot of women I love, know a lot of men who've disappointed me on many different levels.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm fine putting that out there. Personal experience, baby.
Speaking of
being disappointed by men sometimes, and yep, this one.
Yeah, just mute her.
Oh, sure. Hey, you want to hear a little?
John Krasinski. What's this? This Prime.
What is this?
I don't want to watch movies about this.
No.
Oh, this is what he got hot for. I've been watching a lot of Sesame Street.
How did that come about?
I babysit a 1.5-year-old.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. So not by yourself. I mean, honestly, I would have... Avi and I have gone through significant periods where we watch Arthur together.
Lily and I watched Paw Patrol. Judge.
Oh, see, yeah. Paw Patrol's some good shit, honestly.
Oh, no, we didn't. We watched Octonauts.
Oh, I watched a lot of Octonauts in my day in Evanston.
Creature Report really gets me.
Uh-huh.
Also, Elmo. So a lot of the songs and
That's what we'll do next. We'll do like a Octonauts, Paw Patrol.
20 hey, years kids, later. Come along. 30 years older.
That's right. A lot more immature. No, practically. I mean, you ask a 4-year-old how old I am, and they could say anything from like 12 to 45.
So all the music in Sesame Street has been redone by, can you guess who?
JRB.
No.
I just was having fun imagining it for a minute.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
No,
I'm glad this happened already.
Yeah, this is fun.
Every time we do this.
Source problems.
The problem.
No problems.
Niner. The problem's coming from the source.
Please blow the source up and we will start fresh.
This episode is called The Good Fight.
It is.
Which makes me think of...
The Good Wife.
The Good Fight, which is the spinoff of...
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's literally... I was trying to remember what it was called. I was like, it's not The Good... What is it? Turns out that's exactly what it is.
Have you watched The Good Wife?
I watched the first like probably 3 seasons on and off with my mom, but I never saw it through.
I'm a big fan.
I loved it. It's a good show.
You know who's in it? Chris Noth.
Oh, sure.
He is the bad husband.
Classic. Oh, I fully forgot.
Because of course he is.
Of course he is. Oh my God. That makes, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Good Wife is an excellent show.
It took me a long time to get myself to watch it because my... I have some issues with one of the actors.
Oh, yeah. Program. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I believe it.
And I know.
You sat up a little straighter. Did you get past them while you were watching?
Yeah, he's a really phenomenal actor. I've always thought this. It kills me.
Yeah.
I used to love him so much, and now.
Tainted. She tainted.
She tainted. I'll get over it someday.
Yeah, someday.
Not today.
So, Sex in the City.
This episode, I watched this episode many times. I will start from the beginning. I shouldn't have done that.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one. It's super quotable. Mm-hmm. I actually tagged
you. I was going to say there are multiple instances where I was like, I know that gif. Mm-hmm. I know that gif.
Talk about big dick energy. Am I right, ladies?
LOL. Okay. Just, we love the memes on Spot Podcast. We're super hip with it.
All right. So
Aiden has moved in. Remember, they have this plan to expand, buy the apartment next door and expand. But in the meantime, as Carrie says,
there's shit everywhere.
Yeah, basically. She does her cutesy opening thing. And it says, hey, someone once said that two halves make a whole.
And when two halves move in together, it makes a whole lot of stuff.
basically Carrie can't get in and out of her bedroom. And then her bathroom has two doors, one in and one out.
Of course, goes, "Hey, Pop-Tart, where you been? What you doing?" And I say, if you ever call me
to that, I say,
no, no Pop-Tarts, please.
It's a no from me, dog. So basically Aiden's like, look, I made myself a little space. He's effectively just like hollowed out a little space for his own work and stuff. And Carrie's like, no, listen, I need two entrances into my bathroom for all these reasons. What if an intruder comes in? What if, you know, I can't get in the other way? What if it's just a little faster when I get out of bed? And he's basically like,
it's like a very extreme, like, I get it, I guess. But like,
that's not the real issue.
The
issue is not at all that.
It's just going to be like this until we're able to take over the apartment next door.
Then we can load the stuff in. She says, would that be happening in the next 5 minutes, please, God? But Aiden says they are indeed set to close at the end of next week. So they have another, 2 weeks most.
And so Aiden has bought her a plant and she goes.
Or brought in his own, I guess.
A man brought a living thing into my apartment.
I don't do plants. She's basically like, I kill anything that's alive in my apartment. Which, is she not concerned about murdering her boyfriend?
I'm always concerned about murdering my boyfriend. That's why I don't have one. Yeah, that's why.
It's just, you're just being a conscientious killer, bro.
I'm just trying to be a good serial killer. Oh my gosh, I feel so much better. So she's upset that every time I love this moment where she's like, every time I walk in, he's like, who'd you see? Where'd you meet? What do you go? What do you know? Which is like very.
Truly what Aiden does.
And I would murder him.
I would. There you go. You would.
I'm just being conscientious.
And we all know there are some clean and easy ways to do it, as we've discussed before on this pod.
Yes. And I will have a separate podcast about how to successfully murder.
And if there's ever a corpse stored in the astronaut at Disney World, you'll know where to look.
So they start talking about secret single behavior. Uh-huh. Mine, of course, is murder.
Yes, there you go. We're not so secret anymore. I don't know. I have a lot of grossy things. I cannot not pick my face. Oh my God, yeah, I was eating chips off of the table on the roof.
We were on the roof. And
I just like pulled myself a little handful and put them on the table in front of me.
On the table, and I just turned to Bridget and I was like, Bridget, that's gross.
And I turned to you and said, I know. I realized the other day, I'm kind of gross.
We just had this moment where we're like, I see you. Namaste, really.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just like I'm the opposite of a germaphobe. Not to a gross extent, but you know, like and there are certain things I'm very compulsive about. Like I don't like having sticky hands, as I've talked about obsessively on this podcast.
Yes. Bridget does not give a lot of hand jobs.
I don't. Or if I do, I clean up real fast afterwards.
When was the last time you think you gave a hand job? Like a true hand job?
Like solely a hand job. I'm not sure I ever have just committed to, because I didn't, by the time I had sex,
I think it was high school. Cause I was afraid of it.
See, if I'd done anything in high school, I probably would be more acquainted with this singular hand job. You know,
I didn't get my first blowjob.
It's like a Pokemon.
I gave my first blowjob on prom.
Wow.
On the beach.
Yeah. Florida baby.
Tyler.
Hey, shout out.
He has a girlfriend. Everyone has a girlfriend.
You know what? He dodged a bullet because you didn't murder him. Oh, boy.
That's what I'm just going to say to the rest of the time.
That should just be all your Tinder and whatever bios. From here on out, something about how if you're looking to get murdered. Hit a girl up. HMU, slide into the DM.
Speaking of, I haven't heard back from maybe Ryan since I said, how can I help you?
That's so funny. He really was on a roll there for a while.
I kind of miss him.
I know. Maybe that's what he knows. He keeps you on the hook just so that you'll think of him fondly.
Oh, no. I'm falling right into his trap.
That's right. Maybe Ryan shakes fist at you.
I still think he's a catfish. No fitness professional doesn't have an Instagram.
That's true. Straight up. No one who texts like that and that annoyingly does not have social media. Like, buddy, there's a whole world of people out there for you to annoy like this. Ooh-wee.
So they're talking about
Sex in the City
single behavior. This is the content. This is the content the people want.
I just like being by myself in my own space, you know.
I masturbate a lot.
Also that, yeah, which is nice to have your own space for.
Oh, I love
Miranda. I pick up my face a lot.
Miranda wears these gloves.
Oh, yes. very strange.
And Charlotte stares at her pores
for an hour each night. And she's like, well, I'm worried the Trey will think that that's weird. And Carrie's like, he would. You can't do that shit in front of guys. Which
they asked Samantha, what do you do? And she's like, I don't know.
They were like,
anything.
Is there anything you wouldn't want a man to see? And she says, no.
Miranda says, you know, I believe her. Okay, but there, this is like more weird stuff than sexual stuff. I'm trying to think of like something like super weird that I do.
Yeah.
That I like.
Well, I do a lot of like, I don't know, just stuff that I would maybe not do in the same way if I lived with a partner, like eating Cheerios at 2 a.m., you know, because I just decided I want to get up and get a snack, or picking up my pores in the mirror forever.
The person that you live with is going to eat the
Cheerios.
That's
true. They're going to eat the Cheerios with me. Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes people make crazy things work. I hope so. Eat the Cheerios with me.
I mean, face masks aren't that weird. The gloves while watching infomercials.
That's super funny.
I guess I have a lot
I have some beauty things, you know, or like lotion-y things or doing my... No, those aren't weird.
I talk to myself.
That's funny.
I'll be like doing things. I'll be like, Wiseman. Like, I like a dress. I like having...
I do that occasionally, but that's really funny.
I always refer
you have, like,
to
a
myself
real, as Wiseman.
As Wiseman.
You're your own coach, you know?
Yeah.
On this game of life.
If no one, full clear eyes.
Gotta give that locker room pep talk.
Clear eyes, full hearts, more pasta.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway.
And.
Phones at lunch.
They were like, didn't we make a rule about cell phones at lunch? And Samantha has like a baby flip phone, which is, I feel like, more advanced than a lot of what I've seen. It's Richard. She says it's work.
They're all looking at her because her whole tone has changed. And they're like, ew, you like him.
And Carrie and her and Samantha and Richard have a very innocuous, except not at all, phone conversation where he's basically like, come over. And she says, see you in an hour. And then she tells them that she needs to drop something off. And they're like, on a Saturday? And then
it's Sunday.
On a Sunday? And God's I forget day. Who it is. Someone says, you're sleeping with him. Because I think Carrie knew and had and told everyone. And Carrie's like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
They're like treating him like it's middle school, which
Samantha
is
Samantha likes a guy. Samantha likes. And also, I'm pretty sure you very, very successfully lied to me last week.
Me?
Yeah. About Richard. About Richard.
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, I know. I just like, but I had a feeling immediately afterwards and wanted to buy into it, you know, for my own sake. But just from this literal conversation, I was like, oh no, I know what's going to happen here.
Do you?
I think so.
You don't.
I think I do. I know the basics.
What do you think's going to happen?
What I thought was going to happen last week.
What?
They're going to get married.
Oh, no.
Really no?
Really no.
Okay, well, they're going to have a significant relationship at least.
Maybe.
It's about fucking time.
Oh, maybe.
Look at that ring on her.
She's talking about his big.
Is this sexy? Can you see this? I just put something in my belly button and it perspective really made it sexy anyway.
Is that a vape in your belly button or are you just happy to see me?
Both, baby.
Oh, isn't it lucky that women don't have like erections?
Really the worst thing, it's just like sometimes my nipples are like, and I'm like, there's that tweet that's like whenever my nipples perk up when it's not cold, I'm like, what is it, girls? What did you see?
That doesn't really happen to me. I'm too much...
No.
I think that's a... I honestly believe that that happens more commonly with smaller boobies.
I'm sure that's true.
I mean, who am I? I'm not an expert.
It's true. I just... I mean, any passing breeze and I'm... Nope. Perked in, checked up,
what
ready to go.
What is it, girls? What did you see?
What is it, girls? I know. That's I think like, about that all the time.
Look how beautiful Sarah just...
I had that... Look. The second you paused it, she's like the most perfectly natural hair, face, and also her eyes, that color. So good.
So she's like, Carrie's like, back to me though. Please, can we
What should I do about Aiden's stuff? And Charlotte says, I'm going to have the girls over for dinner later because we've cut immediately to her talking to Trey. We have not gotten an answer about Aiden's stuff.
And he's like, oh, great. When? And she's like, no, honey. Just girls. Not you.
Yeah. And she says, I'm trying to get my day planner back in order because, you know, basically she says to him in nicer words, I quit my job to be a mom and you've taken that from me. So now I've got to figure my life out. And Trey says, well, I've got some good news.
This is Kooky Bananies.
Bram Palmander thinks he's snagged us orchestra street to the producers next week. And Charlotte is like,
Yes, we're disappointed, but life goes on, and we still have to find a way to have a giggle.
Come on, give me a smile. As if her smiling at him.
You know why it's funny that they picked
this.
The producers? Do you know why? Do you want to know why?
Who's in it? Who goes? Who stars in it?
Matthew Broderick.
Oh, of
course. Do you want to know why he acts fun?
Uh-huh,
because he's married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Just so you know, Brooke was the equivalent of step touching full body while sitting down while doing that. It was incredible.
Anyway,
so Samantha looks gorgeous.
She's so beautiful. I love her in a teal.
Me too. It really makes everything
stand out.
She's
got a plunging neckline.
Neckline. Love
a plunging neckline that just doesn't
like
work when you don't
thing.
Have boobs like mine because they look like you're wearing a maternity dress. Mm,
super fun. What a joy
That's,
fashion
In those
is.
Moments, I'm like, yeah, those are jugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Them jugs.
They's good. Jugs.
I got to say, Brooke, every time I look at you, I'm like, jugs. First thought every time.
Is that the... my aura.
Yeah, that's if we were associating. Brooke, jugs. Brooke, jugs. I just can't get past it, guys. Brooke, podcast? Nope, jugs.
Jugular, murder.
She brought it back. We know what Brooke's thinking about all the time.
A murder.
Honestly, I've been pondering some good murdering later. It's cathartic in moments.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Welcome.
We are 7 minutes in, team.
Yeah. And Samantha is already asking him to bring out that gorgeous dick.
I just imagine that they're like, all right, rolling Kim. Kim's like, all right, what's the script? Oh, she's got a love interest. Let me see what this this text is like.
She whips
like,
it out, licks her finger, flips the page.
She sighs.
Thank you for taking that direction as I gave it to you and flipping the page.
She looks up. She sighs. Let me see that gorgeous dick. Like, maybe that's what Samantha is. It's just like that. It sits so low because she hates it.
Because she hates it. She tells them after they're like, come on, just tell us about it. We know you're sleeping with him. She tells them that his dick is gorgeous, that it's long and pink. Those are her criteria. And every time it comes up again, I'm like, ugh.
Pink.
Ugh. Long.
Well, you know, black is this year's pink.
That's right. Well, when you say pink, it in my head, it's like bubblegum pink, which just...
I just don't
millennial pink. A millennial pink dick.
It's a millennial pink dick. This is a millennial pink podcast.
That is the opposite of big dick energy.
Tiny millennial dick energy.
That's it.
So she like drops millennial. Some papers on the floor and starts giving him a blowjob. And then he's like...
He takes a bunch of papers and throws more of them behind him. Like, make it more obvious you're getting a blowjob in your office.
Is Miranda on a date with a young Ed Harris?
I mean, it does... Yes, I think probably.
Are we in Westworld?
Hang on. Yes, absolutely. That's who
that
is.
That's absolutely young Ed
Harris.
He's
so hot.
Oh,
he's so hot.
My God. Ari Shapiro, I need you to listen to the podcast this week for this moment alone.
It's worth it for the Westworld. Before Westworld, there was.
Oh, my God. His is the man in the black
sex
hat.
In the
he
city.
Is just doing... He, oh, fuck. You haven't watched this season.
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Fidelity testing.
He's so cute.
It's funny that it's fidelity testing. Whoa, and it's also fidelity.
And it's also fidelity
sex
testing.
Sex in the City.
Oh,
my God.
You genius before your time show. Oh. We love
you. Do you ever... My thing about Westworld, just really quick, Ed Harrison's Samantha. Nope.
Nope. Cynthia Nixon.
Tony, Emmy, Grammy, and future governor of New York, Cynthia Nixon, are kissing. I just want
to
say.
They're hot. She wants to fuck him.
They're on a date. She wants to fuck him. He's only in town for a little bit. That's what's happening.
Yep.
The whole thing about Westworld is like, Dolores is all like, did you ever question the nature of your reality? And I'm like, yeah. I did
daily.
Today I had a panic attack.
Literally daily.
I'm like, is this really my
life? I'm questioning
life?
The nature of all reality at all times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like that kid, that super stoned 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's like, is a flame a candle or is a candle a flame? And I'm like, babe, whatever you want it to be.
It's whatever the fuck you want.
Is your mom
be.
Picking you up or do you need me to get you? Anyway.
So they kiss. It's one of the better kisses Miranda's had on stage.
Yeah, Ed
screen,
Harris.
Honestly, I always say on stage, I cannot help myself.
And he goes to touch her where her baby is.
Not visibly yet. I think last episode she said she was only basically 2 months along. So,
but it's something that this is like a very legitimate
question. Yeah. And Miranda the next day is like, he's so cute and funny, but I don't know. Is it okay to fuck one guy when you're pregnant with another guy's baby? Especially because it's a complicated system.
This is such a good scene. Carrie's like, you know, if one more person asks me that today.
Miranda's like, the thing is, I'm not with the baby's dad.
It's not Ed Harris.
Wow, that is a dead ringer for, maybe he's too old in this.
It's Robert John Burke, who we know.
Has he done?
They really look alike.
No.
Oh, and he's Bart Bass.
Oh.
That's how I know him.
Oh.
From Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Duh. Duh. Yeah. Oh, good career on this guy. That's some sneaky, like, good roles.
Yeah, he's got recurring roles. But good for him, but we still think he's Ed Harris.
That's true.
I bet he thinks about that every day.
All the time.
I bet he wakes up every morning, he puts on the black hat, and he goes, uh-huh. Do you ever question the nature of your reality? And then he throws the hat down and goes, you're not Ed Harris.
Right.
And then he goes on with
this. That's 100% what happens. I think you nailed it.
It's like what I do with my brother every day.
Yeah. There was a good post for his birthday today of looking exactly like him in his hat and glasses. It's really an incredible trick.
Anyway.
So they're like, could all that poking shake the baby loose? And Carrie basically looks at her like, are you serious? Carrie is also wearing, she has a visor, is carrying a Snapple. She has a small scarf tied around one bicep. It's really a remarkable combo of accessories.
And
she's drinking the Snapple with a straw, which we heavily endorse.
Yeah. And Miranda's like, what if his dick is so big? And Carrie's like, yeah, problem everybody has. And she goes, what if he dents the baby? And Carrie goes, well, where do you think dimples come from?
She really has good comebacks.
She's
for
so good.
Because I think Miranda knows these are.
I can see her thigh gap through her skirt.
I know. It's a really wild
material. What is it like? You know this. Thing. And I don't mean to say.
I didn't until 6 months ago. I have had thighs that have rubbed my entire life until the last 6 months.
I got to get more anxious, huh? Even more than I already am.
Worked for me. I'm unhealthy and feel terrible at all times.
No, my thighs are always going to touch. My knees goes in towards each other's.
You've got good shit. I literally thought it was not good. I thought my body was just built this way too. It's only because I lost an upsetting amount of weight.
This is a podcast about things that are fun, and we just happen
anxiety
to be an anxious team of ladies.
Team,
we love this. There's an old woman, and she's telling Carrie that she can't have the second apartment.
It's true, because Carrie ran into her in
hey
the street.
Hey, gal, what's up?
And
where
she
you been?
Says she's
what
not
going to
leave for 30 days. Aiden, they come back inside and Aiden, or she comes back into that apartment and Aiden literally does the thing she makes fun of him for doing pretty much exactly. It's wild.
They say that the woman next door is not going to leave for 30 days. That's very unfortunate.
Because they're barely able to do another week at this point. And then Aiden freaks out and is like, fuck, what the fuck are we going to do now? And Carrie's actually kind of relieved. She laughs and she's like, thank you. I thought that I was the only one who hated, basically. She's like relieved he doesn't
because
like it.
Because she's afraid to communicate with him. But if
she's been afraid to communicate with all of them.
I do sympathize with her that like living with a person for the first time.
Oh my God, yes.
I don't know what I'm going to be like.
Well, especially because she's in 33.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a lot of your life to have not lived with a partner. Like, you are set in your habits and your ways and your routines and your space.
Yeah, totally. Totally, totally.
And Aiden.
And he's like, well, maybe we can make more room by cleaning out the closet.
And she's basically, like, it zooms in her eyes. Like, it's like record scratch. And Carrie's like, not the clothes. So he takes a bunch of her shoes out. And she's like, listen, gently place the boxes and shoes on the towels I've put in my bathroom. You know, we'll leave them there for now. And a shoe falls off of the top of the pile as he's getting them down. And she's like, oh, I forgot I had these. And she's putting them on. And he's like making fun of her for how many pairs of shoes does one person need? And if you can't even remember what you have, like maybe you should get rid of some of this. And he says to her in the closet, I figure I'm going to need about half this space.
She goes, you're a crazy person.
She's like, I've never worn most of this stuff, but someday I will. And then he pulls the thing out and he's like,
ugly shirt.
It's very ugly. He's like, when and where were you planning to wear this?
It looks like a costume from like a community theater production of The Wiz.
Yeah, that's been ripped up and
this is what the Tornado Ballet wears.
Exactly. And she's like, wait, I wore it December 99, Union Square.
She's got Twister, which we've seen her play.
She also says, come on, I love this outfit. It's a shirt.
No, it's probably a dress on her.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then she's like, okay, I'm holding on to this designer dress instead of my relationship. I can start saying no to these things. So she lets some of them go. Big step. Big step for Carrie. Mm-hmm. And she also says to him at one point, she's like, hey, don't mock the clothes, which I think is really fair because they're really important to her. And she has invested a fuckload of money into them.
Speaking of investing money into things, Pete is now chewing on
the one open shoe that was in the bathroom. And she's like, don't even look at, don't even show those to me. That better not be the pair I think it is.
And she kind of goes off, which like is a little dramatic, but is also like.
Here's the other thing, though.
She hates Pete.
Yeah. And it reminds you that not only has he moved in, but Carrie now has a dog living in her apartment.
Yeah, but like, she's lived that's in different. Alone with for a long time, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah. Her I don't know. I think her back. she's not she's also like, why do you need five almost empty deodorant sticks?
And he's like, they have different smells.
Essentially, he uses them as cologne, which is hilarious.
And then she finds Rogaine and he's like, it's preventative. And it's like things that he wants to keep private. We learn that men also
have single secrets behavior, or whatever. Yeah.
Which like, duh. Wow.
Everyone's a human being.
No.
Crazy. Wow. Can't be. Who me? Couldn't be.
And so they're yelling and they're saying, shut up. And he's like.
And then he's like, you want me to shut up? And she says, yes, just please shut up. I'm so tired of hearing you talk all the time.
She goes, don't you ever just shut up.
It's perfect. And then he's like, I'm taking a walk. And then she pulls him back and to yell at him some more. And she's like, no, I'm going to take a walk. And then she can barely get out the front door. And Aiden kicks the bathroom trash and then checks his Rogaine line.
And she's like, I used to think that people who were writing their things in Starbucks
were crazy. No one would ever do that.
But it turns out they probably just moved in with a partner. Just and like, I said, no, Carrie, there's a lot of reasons why people do work many in reasons. Coffee shops.
On the one hand, perhaps with the inventions of computers, it has started more for her now. But people also would do that before even. Like, this is not a new concept.
It seems the closer a couple gets and the more stuff, quotes, they have between them, the harder it is to figure out exactly why they're yelling. When it comes to relationships, I couldn't help but wonder.
Here she goes.
What are we fighting for?
What a vague open-ended.
Are you fighting for the relationship? Or are you right. fighting about stuff?
Like, are you fighting for your to win your own?
So then I think the most terrible thing this that has happened shit. On this series, in my opinion so far.
In terms of interpersonal relationships, these are two people married to each other who are going through deep life struggles. Charlotte is devastated. Trey comes home with a present.
Because the last we've heard, they've stopped IVF.
They're not adopting. She's just not going to be a mom.
Trey was like, no. So Trey gets her a cardboard cutout of a baby.
And he's basically like, it's a novelty item from a novelty shop. The clerk thought it was hilarious. And he says to her, see, now we can relax because we have one. As in, he just, in one fell swoop, trivializes Charlotte, fucking is offensive and to her emotional process, completely disregards her as like a human being.
I think that this could have been funny if he had presented it in a different way
and maybe a little bit down the line. Or
but Trey sucks,
and he got her nothing else good with it. You know, it is literally a cardboard baby. He didn't get her a bottle of wine. He didn't present it as an apology.
Miranda, cut to Miranda.
Yeah, put her gloves on.
A Vaseline and gloves, and calls Walker.
She's also like, next time Walker's back in town, I'm going to be showing, you know, and I think he definitely won't want to have sex with me then, so I got to do it now or never. And so she calls, because pregnant or not, Miranda has had needs and decided to stop fighting them.
It is very easy for them to find people to have sex with.
It's remarkable. Surprisingly, Samantha develops some secret single behavior of her own.
Which is smelling a rose, I guess?
I suppose. That is the about, I mean, it tracks for the amount of depth we've given Samantha's
romance.
And then she throws the rose away. 7 hours and a landslide of lattes later, I vibrated home, prepared to admit how silly I'd been. But then basically the stuff is, you know, still, he's moved it a tiny bit. So there's a little bit of space, but neither of them really talked to each other until he wasn't prepared to admit how silly he'd been.
Silling is such a demeaning word.
It is. And neither of them will, he just doesn't look at her or apologize. She literally like raises her lip, curls her lip at Pete as she has to step over him. I mean, this is a disaster setup. I don't think double the space will make this significantly better. I genuinely don't.
They haven't talked in 3 days. And they're at dinner at Charlotte's, the ladies.
And Charlotte's like, Trey and I never yell, we're wasps. Would anyone like more salad?
Miranda's trying to hurry dinner along.
Because she's going to go have sex with this guy. And they're like, listen, you have until 10. You can chill. So
Samantha's talking about Richard.
He's thinking of opening a hotel in Thailand. They're laughing. And Carrie's like, sweetie, it's perfectly okay to like a guy. Samantha says, for the last time, the only thing I like about Richard is his big, throbbing, rock-hard, perfect dick. But she doesn't really seem, there's no heart in it. And then Trey appears in the middle of dinner, also immediately after Samantha has said that, which of course is meant to be embarrassing for everyone. And he goes to kiss Charlotte.
And she's like, no.
And he says, still mad, I see. I suppose she told you about the baby. And they're all like, or she says, no, I didn't. I never want to think about it again. So he brings it out and parades it in front of them.
Before, she's like, he's explaining it.
He's like, I was trying to make her laugh. And she says, it's not funny.
And he goes, maybe they'll think it's funny. And she's like, don't you dare bring that baby into this room. And so they start like full fighting.
Well, also, fuck you, dude. You're going to what? Enlist her friends? To try and make her see, like, as if they would ever side with you.
Charlotte goes, well, what would you do if I brought you a cardboard cut out of a flaccid penis? And he's like, Charlotte. And she's like, they know all about your flaccid penis.
It's really funny, actually, because honestly, good for her. I mean, Trey and his fucking mom, they're bigoted and they're racist and they're, just like, they've tried to bring Charlotte into the world, but leave her out of it, but they won't. Also, like, how's he going to tell? He's probably going to blame the fact that they're not having kids on Charlotte because his mom really wants them.
Yeah. Well, it is technically Charlotte's problem.
Right, right, right. Right, because they eliminated his Scottish sperm.
She
bursts out, she goes, they know about your penis problems and they're tired of hearing about it.
And Carrie's like, we were right in the middle of a wasp's
And then they
nest.
Have this weird moment where she calls him spoiled and selfish and he says, I'm spoiled. Ever since we've been back, it's been nothing but baby, baby, baby. Which, like, Trey, yeah, you literally fucking are. You married a woman, you were going to have a kid with her, and you're calling her spoiled for wanting to do that with you? And Carrie's like, we're going to go. And Trey yells back, good. And Charlotte says, don't you talk to my friends like that. And they're all really trying to escape out the door.
Yeah.
And he's like, it was funny. And Carrie calls back, no, it wasn't. And then they leave. Which, like, thank you for standing up for her. And I mean, I know, not your spot and really hard, but like,
yeah,
a good moment. So Samantha, Richard has called her and she's basically like, what's so important? It couldn't wait until. And he goes, this. And he's like, made a nice rooftop champagne dinner. Mm-hmm. And Samantha says, let's get something straight.
Again, Kim Cattrall gets a really, really good acting moment.
She does.
She's so beautiful and stunning in the role.
And she's like, I want no part of that. We are work and sex and nothing more. Which is also like, and then she says, and now kindly take off those pants and show me your dick. Which is, he's like, okay. And he comes towards her and he gets into it. But it's also just like, hang on. I mean, I admire you for doing it.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's about not wanting to cross over the professionalism line. And you know you can do sex without. But still, I mean, you have crossed a significant line with him. And you have feelings for him.
Yeah.
And then she just gets naked. And there she is in her tits and all.
She's stunning.
She is. And then we really almost get dick. They get as close as you possibly can. I mean, you can see the root of the shaft. And he strips. And then they get in. Is it a hot tub?
It's a pool.
That's right. And she's still wearing her heels, of course, and her diamond earrings, but nothing else. And he's following her around the fucking rooftop pool, because of course he is.
Yeah.
And then they go skinny dipping. And you know what? Maybe that'll hold Samantha for a little bit, but I can tell those feelings aren't going away. Whoa. He really does a nice little angle of the body there.
A little peeny.
Mm-hmm. So Carrie, after talking with... after witnessing Charlotte and Trey's meltdown, she's like, that's not how I want to live my life. And that's how what happens when you don't communicate and are on totally different pages. So she crawls into bed with Aiden and she
says she's sorry.
And then she sleeps in her clothes, which I don't really understand.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's
She throws the baby
at. So Charlotte wakes Trey up. He's sleeping in a guest room and she throws the cardboard baby at him. And then there's a hilarious shot where she's looking in one of those like magnifying mirrors at herself, so we just see the back of Charlotte's head and then like her enormous mouth
she's staring at her pores and that's her behavior.
That's her night behavior
And then Miranda's just like full getting fucked
seconds and thirds because she says it's her last meal, a starving woman in her last meal. Samantha Light met the dawn after a night of SBS, sexy swimming behavior, SSB.
Richard puts music on. He tells her to dance. She goes, I told you no. He says this weird thing about how he's her boss and that it's an order.
And it's an order, which really, if anything, just makes it clear how crossed over and bad these lines are. How badly crossed over these lines all are. Like, telling her it's an order is pretty much the grossest thing I feel like you could say in that moment, but yeah. Whatever. It'd be one thing if you actually were pursuing her romantically, which I guess he was, and she turned it down. But so then he takes her arm to dance, and she says Richard, and he shuts her down, and then they dance.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. And then Carrie, did you say this already? Mm-mm. Carrie does the narration that says,
She's like, well, I was fighting and they were fighting and we were fighting.
No, she's like, Miss Samantha realized maybe instead of chasing Dick, she needed to be looking for Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which is amazing. Here we That's, go. Oh, yeah.
You'll get there.
Come on, baby.
Samantha finally threw in the towel. All this time, she'd been trying to make him just a perfect Dick, fighting her feelings. That he might be the perfect Richard.
That's great. I liked your version better. It's like one of those, like, you, perfect Dick, me, an intellectual, Richard.
I've been really perfect into Richard. The me, comma, this.
Yeah, it's fun. I like a good tweet setup.
Yes. I do it a lot on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got your Instagram presence is chef's kiss.
Thank you so much.
You know, I've always thought that.
Oh, my God.
You do it well. Bad girls do it well, you know. So Carrie goes home and Aiden's in his chair.
And they have this really, really mature conversation.
Uh-huh. Where she's basically like, I've never lived with anyone before you.
She's like, I just need you to not talk to me.
For the next hour.
She's like, I don't know how to ask this without it coming off the wrong way. But like, I need an hour where you don't talk to me. Just, yes. I'm not here. She closes the curtain. She goes in her room. She's and like, he's like, yeah, of course. He's reading. It's lovely. She goes in her room. She looks
and it's also just like, man, if you guys just talked to each other.
Great relationship.
So much of this could be handled before it ever becomes worthy of a television plot. And maybe that's why they don't talk to each other.
I know, but I feel like we could give Aiden and Carrie like a couple episodes to like have a good, healthy relationship.
To actually indulge in it. Yeah, me too. I guess if the idea is she's not going to stay anyway, but.
And then she stays back there for like 3 minutes, not even like 45 seconds. And then she's like. She goes out and is like, says hi and asks how his day was. And she narrates about how like, it's a funny thing about needs being met. Mm-hmm. Once they're met, you don't need them. And you're like.
Which I understand, again, television writing right here. Because I get in some ways that you're like, oh, I have this thing now. I can come to it when I want it. Okay, cool.
I just can't imagine that they're both at home. I guess they're both like kind of freelance.
The funny thing too is it's not like she goes back to like read a book or work on her computer. She literally just like sits down on the bed and kind of watches him through the curtain.
Which like what she could ask for is like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She asked for a full hour.
Of not being spoken to. And then she goes and literally sits on his lap on the chair.
He's so big and she's so little.
And they're so cozy.
And
you don't need him anymore. After, as our 30 days wore on, oh, doing the whole 30? Aiden and I miraculously managed to not kill each other.
She's wearing the weird shirt.
But as predicted, the plant was not so lucky. And yep, she's wearing that outfit she said she'd give away.
In the middle of the street. Why does she walk in the middle of
the
street?
Not the first time she's done this either.
No, she's like, oh, it's time to walk. I'm going to go right directly where traffic
comes. Not just crossing. She goes like she's crossing and then stays in the middle.
Baby.
Why don't you just meet Carrie in the middle? And that's it, guys. You braved this one with us. We really made you work for getting through the plot of it.
Do you like our podcast about Sex and the City exclusively giving you Sex and the City only content?
Yep.
Would you prefer if we were more episode? I'm actually curious.
Yeah, me too. If you guys have feedback or there are things you like hearing or there are things.
Like, do you like when we talk about the sadness of our lives?
Do you like when we have guests? Do you like hearing more about us personally?
More episode heavy.
Do you want exclusively Fab 4 content or Fab 4 and Fab 5 content, which is where we talk about Sex and the City and Queer Eye?
Do you want Fab Folger, where we just talk about the Fab 4 and Shrek?
Do you want Fab Folgers, where we talk about that one really weird incestuous Folgers commercial that comes out every year at Christmas time? DM me for details. That was too specific.
Whoa.
I like Foger. It's like Foger. Bring out your inner yogurt. We've really found a lot of good ways
to. Yeah, Shrek needs to. DreamWorks, hi.
Hey.
Brooke Wiseman.
I know there are four Shreks, but allow us to sell Shrek's in the City to you. Can you
imagine a Sex in the City movie that's like that Sex in the City 3 uh-huh. is just make them all ogres.
Yeah. Shrek's in the City. Brooke is on all fours. I've done it. I mean, obviously, right? Shrek's in the City. It would be so good.
I can't believe it's taken us this
I know long to get to that point. I can't believe it hasn't been said out loud yet.
Oh my God. Samantha's obviously Puss in Boots, or she comes in contact with Puss in Boots.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's a good one.
Well, I'm going to spend the next week casting Shrek. Casting Sex and City with the characters of Shrek. So next week I'll have a four.
Bunny is the fairy godmother.
Full breakdown for
and
you.
And Trey is the prince.
Is he or is he? Who's Lord? We will get back to this. There. We are going to have
Who is Lord Farquaad?
Yeah. So who did you?
Yeah, we'll get back to you on this.
Who did you resonate with, Miss Bridget?
I resonated with, for once, not Miranda, although I like could understand, as always, can understand her, but that's just not a problem I've had on that level. I do understand really, really just wanting to have sex and making it happen, you know, when you have the opportunity. I think I resonate with Carrie. I think with the whole just like knowing when you need time alone and taking it for yourself and being able to communicate in your relationships. Yeah. That's actually something I'm a very outward and people person, and I have a pretty big social circle, but it's not like an actual, like I don't have the keeping it up skills. You know, I'm not good at, my circle has.
I am very good at communicating, but I tend to be drawn to people who are not.
Mm. But at least that, do you mind the communication though?
I don't mind it, but it has been
or being like the more frequent.
Yes, but that doesn't bother me. And like a lot of my friendships are like that. But like in romantic relationships specifically, like I remember feeling like in my like biggest relationship, I remember feeling that like I was like convincing him that these were his feelings because I was forcing him to talk about them. And then I do have like a pretty communicative, too communicative, one might say, but also not communicative at all. Like I just learned last week that I was like apparently in like a much
different position than you thought.
Yeah Like the relationship that I thought was happening was not necessarily what was happening. Which is
not really your fault at all.
No, it just was like it was super validating in a lot of ways.
And yes,
it was also just I was like, oh, the way that I interpreted this is actually what was sort of happening. I just like had no idea that the other party felt that way.
Yeah.
And that was interesting to be told.
Yes.
Fun times.
Who did you resonate with?
I resonated with Miranda in the sense that she has a need that she gets met, and I have a need that I need to get met. I guess this whole episode was about needs getting met.
Yeah, it was. I was just going to say, I resonate with Samantha a little bit too. Not the boss dynamic at all, but I've definitely had moments where it was like not the right person, you know, or there were complications and that feeling of like trying to do the right thing or the hard thing and giving in anyway.
I also like have that. I've had that moment with Charlotte where I'm like sort of embarrassed about the person that I'm with.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And like you're with a group of people and like you're just like, you need to stop. Like we're not going to like, please don't do that.
Yes. I get terrible secondhand embarrassment.
Me too.
I don't even watch some TV. Like sometimes I'll fast forward through scenes.
Yeah. Ploppability though, I think super ploppable.
Yes. I think pretty much any of this could be straight
it's
up.
It's amazing how much of this is like possible and gets done without phones.
Yes, it's true.
Like we don't really need them.
Although, and it's funny to see something pop up and then be like, remember we agreed no phones at lunch kind of thing, you know, because it would have been a radical thing to just be interrupted in your life with a phone call. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Not these little text bubbles.
I know. Very ploppable. Charlotte's ploppable. Definitely is. Carrie's definitely is. I mean, that with a little bit, again, more nuanced and updated tweaking could be a story on any New York-based, like a plot on any New York-based show or any moving in show, you know, too small space. Sorry, any show in which you move in with a partner. Any of the classic moving shows.
Miranda,
moving
totally.
In, moving out, moving to.
Samantha, I just think this plot line in general would be a little trickier because of
Hondo P.
The world we're living
in. I did forget about that. I think the way I was thinking about it in the like, it being someone, what was that?
Oh, it's The Bachelor. I just forgot what day it is, and I got really excited because the bold type, they do something. I love the bold type.
I need to go back in because I watched it one night and fell asleep halfway through the first episode, so I got to go back and start again. And but I did watch, Brooke told me to watch Please Like Me, and I want to highly recommend it to everyone out there. It's on Hulu, it is really worth watching.
It's so, so good. I haven't watched the end because I don't want it to end, and I'm sort of rewatching it now.
Yeah.
Bridget.
Yes.
Delta ups, Delta downs.
They are one and the same. I am like, I'm just at the center of a ball of craziness and uncertainty, and it will be resolved soon, but it's a lot of craziness and uncertainty and making hard adult decisions that I don't know how to make in the meantime. But my change for the better is that I had it for the first time, like, chill weekend, slept in 2 days in a row, which was really nice. Cleaned my room, which felt good, like wiped down all the surfaces and organized and did my laundry.
I did a little bit of that too.
It's a good feeling, right? Yeah. That's my, like, trying to get my anxiety and life back on track, as I'm like, okay, what's tangible and right in front of me? Let's do it. And also I need clean clothes. And my other Delta app is that Ari has been gone since I was in Portland, and he comes back on Wednesday, and I'm really excited.
Can I come? I'm not gonna be here.
Thursday?
Maybe Friday.
Friday, baby.
Yeah.
And yeah, you?
My Delta ups is twofold. One is I'm really excited to go to Cape Cod this weekend.
It's gonna be so good. Because
it's like 3 days that we like leave Saturday, come back Monday. And I sort of can dictate that because the working day is only on Sunday, nice. Which means I kind of get 2 beach days. And also, yes. Like, I don't know anybody, so I'm just going to get to, like, have...
Take a good book.
I just finished a book.
Did you finish Lincoln and the Bardo?
I finished Lincoln and the Bardo, and then I reread To Kill a Mockingbird. Oh,
always a good one. It really does hold up.
Yeah, I haven't read it since high school, like, I read it in middle school. So it was, like, so much of it was so familiar, but it's also just, like, it's. I think if you're in the market for, like, an easy,
yeah, and it, good,
it's really just like
feels
pertinent,
mm-hmm. Fills the soul in some relevant ways, certainly.
And so I think I'm gonna read Norwegian Wood.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah,
I just finished another book, and, I'll read it with you.
I might do Here I Am. Do you want to read Norwegian Wood together? I've been waiting to read Here I Am, and that, but that's a big book.
Okay, decide what you want, and if you decide to do Norwegian Wood, I'll do it too.
I need to look what it's about.
Okay,
maybe I'll bring both.
Fun.
And then my other Delta up is that my air conditioning is fixed.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. Especially because this weekend the heat broke a little bit, and then this morning at 8:30 I walked outside and was like, "Oh,
the humidity came back."
It was one of those, like,
it was 60-70% humidity.
Yeah,
today.
It was really.
My Delta down is that I've just been disappointed by a lot of things. Recently.
Disappointment. That's a good way to put it.
It's just like a lot of things that I like had. It was really just like a lot in many different facets of my life. I just like had.
That's such a distinct bad taste too. Disappointment.
Yeah, it's just like disappointment of thing, and just I'm just disappointed in a lot of things. But it's okay.
It is.
It's gonna be okay.
Yep.
I have really good people in my life, and that's good.
It is a good thing. It's the best thing.
Okay, great. Check. Miss social media, ma'am.
Yes.
How may I find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. You can find me on Instagram at BridgetM37. And if anyone has a lead on why one of the photos I posted worked for 3 days and now just doesn't show up anymore on a computer or on, go to my profile, you'll see it. I think it's the ones with Hannah. If you swipe, it works, but the first one's just broken. I'm just curious if this has happened to anyone else. This social media ma'am is confused and concerned. Brookathy?
If you want to see me count down to Mamma Mia 2, here we go again, which by the time this comes out will not be very long. You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman, and if you want to find me counting down to the Mamma Mia movie via my story, I'm just kidding. Just local shenanigans.
That's right.
You can find me
on lots of shenanigans.
Brooke Wiseman, no underscore, and if you put an underscore, I will
slow roast you over a fire on the Cape Cod beach.
Yes, you will be my beach read.
Beach read.
Your intestines beach. Will be my beach read. I'm opening a market where, like, you know how people read palms.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna read the lines in your intestines.
Nice.
After I killed you.
That I was going to say that really lines up well with your secret passion.
And then I'll really get to talk to your spirit about all of the things that you could have done to not get murdered by me.
So much mysticism and beauty in the world. We're harnessing all.
Collectively, we are at Splat Podcast. On Twitter, on Instagram, Splat the Podcast on Facebook.
Splatpodcast@gmail.com.
Send us your thoughts. Send us
Please rate, review, subscribe. Thank you for the cuties who've reached out to us this week. Got some good Instagram messages in particular. Lots of love.
And
lots of pasta.
Actually, I've made a lot of pasta this week.
Maybe that's why I thought it smelled like pasta in here.
I think I'm just turning into pasta.
I think you are. Slowly.
Do-do.
That's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.